Someone was near. Zal awoke, snapping his eyes open, knowing instantly that someone was approaching his room.
Blast!
It was the middle of the night.
If this is another light-eyed brat come to beg me, I am far, far too old for this.
He pulled open his door, revealing the courtyard of the practice grounds at night. The air was wet.
Oh, right. One of these storms, invested to the hilt and looking for a place to stick it all. Cursed things.
A young man, hand poised to knock, jumped back in surprise from the opening door.
Kaladin, the bridgeman turned bodyguard. The one with the spren I can always sense spinning about. You look like death itself.
Kaladin's clothing was bloodied, his uniform ripped up on one side. The right sleeve was missing.
What happened?
Attempt on the king's life, not 2 hours ago.
Huh.
Is your offer to learn how to fight a shard blade still good?
No.
Zyle turned to walk back toward his cot. The boy pushed the door open.
Of course. Blasted monks see themselves as property and can't own anything, so they figure they don't need locks on the doors.
Please, I...
Kid, two people live in this room.
The boy frowned, looking at the single cot.
The first is a grouchy swordsman who has a soft spot for kids who are in over their heads. He comes out by day. The other is a very, very grouchy swordsman who finds everything and everyone utterly contemptible. He comes out when some fool wakes him at a horrid hour of the night. I suggest you ask the first man and not the second. All right?
All right. I'll be back.
Good. And don't be green from the ground.
Don't be... Huh?
Stupid language. No proper metaphors at all. Just leave your attitude and come to learn. I hate beating up people younger than me. It makes me feel like a bully.
The kid slid the door shut. Zyle climbed into bed and pulled up his blanket and turned over on his cot. He expected a voice to speak in his mind as he drifted off. Of course, there wasn't one.
Hasn't been one in years.